Another morning on Catfish Row. It is a better life than I deserve. This career as a bookshop owner, just thumbing through the old red clay diary, I resurrect a fond memory from 8 years ago when I was barely younger. I'm plugging in the neon open sign in the bookshop window, preparing to begin the day's business. As I struggle putting the $2 book and record rack out on the sidewalk, I see Rhonda, just across the street at Goodyear Shoe Hospital. Her red hair glows in the sun as she swishes her broom and spreads leaves and dust over the curb. When was the last time I saw a banker sweeping up in front of a bank? There's Melissa next door at Sojourns, hauling her A-frame sign and balancing it on the walkway, her smile adding to the sunlight. When was the last time I saw an attorney putting up a sign in front of an office? I pick up the many cigarette butts in front of my shop, left there by my customers and employees of the Massey Building. When was the last time I saw a smoker dispose of a cigarette in the enormous city trash can on the sidewalk? I politely brush off a salesman who wants to examine my phone service records and credit card terminals to give me a better deal. When was the last time one of these salespeople actually took time to shop at the store? Do they realize that I'll give the time of day to any sales rep who will try to learn a little about my business and actually take a moment to see through my eyes? Think of the income they are missing. A self-published author wants me to sell her new book in the store. When I show her my own latest book, she sniffs at it, puts it down, and continues her sales pitch. Will she ever understand why I turn her down? The publisher of a small literary journal wants me to purchase copies for the shop, but doesn't bother to open the Birmingham Arts Journal I proudly show him. Has he ever heard of Tit for Tat? I go about opening up and operating my sidewalk shop in much the same way each day, pretty much repeating my motions with variations. Since some kind of civilization began, I suppose the rituals have been similar. We bizarre vendors have our routines, routines that keep us grounded, routines our customers come to expect of us. And we also always deal with non-customers who want a favor given without a favor giving. Much of each day is spent providing free advice and consultation to people who want to know the value of a book, or those who want me to research and find an obscure title, which I gladly do, free of charge, then turn me down saying, "Oh, now that you've helped me find it, I'll go online and order it myself." No kidding. Much of my social life is spent listening to folks promising me that they will someday visit, read books. They've heard so much about it, you know, but who, year after year, never come in. I just chuckle and go about my business. What sustains me during all this rejection? You do. You sustain me. You are the customer who shops and enjoys and purchases. You are the customer who returns to the shop, bringing friends and family. You are the customer who gives me thumbs-up reports on social media. You are the customer who gets it. You get the fact that I'm here providing a service that only 60 years of experience can provide. You are the customer who remembers to thank me for being here just after I thank you for shopping here. You are the customer who appreciates the fact that I'm still in business. You are my sustenance. Time to sweep up, tidy up, rearrange loose books, prepare for one long, delightful day of meeting and enjoying customers new and old, customers oblivious and sensitive, customers knowledgeable and in search of knowledge, customers who swim and tread their way through the generations of authors and editors and illustrators who generously donate their creative lives to us for the sheer rush of it all.